This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us on a rainy Wednesday in the nation's capital. Feels good out there, actually. Feels a little bit fallish. Feels a little bit, just a smidge, like football weather. We know it's coming. I mean, it's cool. It's not cold by any means. AMAC's got three jackets because he wants to make sure that he's...
Two.
I thought I saw three. I thought I saw the Giants jacket, the pink mauvish jacket that you're wearing now, and
I mean,
another
it
jacket.
Be the first time you were delusional, Rooster.
That is a fair point. That is a fair point. Max wearing the Florida Gators shirt, celebrating their 0-2 start. 1-1
They're
start.
They're 1-1. Come on.
I might get a few facts wrong along the way.
I love how you don't let facts get in your way.
Occasionally, sometime I've been known to stretch the truth. Occasionally. Boy, I saw a rumor. Did you see this, Max? Ye of the Florida Gators shirt? That from 1010XL, I think the guy's name is Frankie Fangio or something like that. Long been like a Jacksonville-ish media personality. That John Gruden is going to be prominently figuring into the coaching search for the Florida Gators if and when, what's his name, gets fired? Billy Napier, who was supposed to be the savior of the program. You know, all these dum-dums in the media and fans who think coaches just waltz in, snap their finger, and save everything because they lit it up at Louisiana Tech, Louisiana Wesleyan, you know? I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if Coach Gruden ends up getting hired by the Gators, I think I know one person he would actually be willing to hire on his staff.
I would think that would mean an exile from retirement from my guy Jay.
You'd think, right?
But that's not the guy you were thinking of?
No, his name starts with a J, but it's my little brother, it's Jacob. Because whenever Gruden shows up to the Barstool office... Jacob is his starting running back for whenever they just get a bunch of people in the office to run plays.
Oh.
So, and he knows the story about how Jacob's been, you know, tried out 4 years in a row, didn't make the team. So, my little brother, he's hungry, man. I think he's got something to prove.
So, what you're saying is by 6 degrees of separation, we could have a lot of ins.
We could.
To the Florida Gators.
We could.
Interesting. Maybe we could get like a luxury box or something like that at the swamp next year.
It'd be nice.
That'd be great. Air conditioning in the swamp.
In the swamp.
Would be tremendous.
It's not a cheap commodity.
No. But we'll work on that. Good luck to Jacob. Good luck to John. That's just a rumor. I mean, Billy Napier has not been fired yet.
No, they firmly said they're sticking by their guy.
I mean, let's see how firmly they're sticking by their guy when LSU rings up a 42-3 burger the Saturday afternoon.
There's a reason I'm wearing the shirt on a Wednesday.
That's Mad Max, everybody. He'll be back on Friday for what I guess is going to be the final Friday edition with Max.
Working It'll be my last doubleheader.
Working, Ernie Banks said, what did he, what was his, you know, his thing was like, it's a beautiful day, let's play two. It's what Max says every Friday. But AMAC is coming out of the bullpen starting next Friday. And I'm celebrating by not being here next Friday because it's my birthday.
Of course.
So we're going to have to wait until the end of September to officially indoctrinate AMAC to Fridays around here on the show. All right. Probably you don't care about that, but we like to have a little fun. We like to bust chops. We like to bust balls around here, huh? We do like to have a little bit of fun. We can't just talk serious sports. My God, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I'm too old. I cannot be a Bible of sports information anymore. I just can't do it. I don't have the patience. So we like to bust chops a little bit and have a little fun. And hopefully you laugh along with us. My guy, David Cassidy, wrote me overnight or last night. I didn't see it until this morning. He appreciated, and I always appreciate him. He appreciated my pet little nickname for Ben Johnson, Little Benny. Little Benny. Little Benny in the Bears. Well, like I said, we like to have a little fun around here. We will not be talking that much Little Benny today. Just maybe a smidge. It's not National Ben Johnson Day anymore. That he's 0-1 on that. Actually, Ben Johnson's lost his last two games for anybody that's cared that he's coached. The Commanders' defense just, you know, took him to the woodshed last January. Well, maybe not took him to the woodshed, but took him to the turnover shed? I don't know, whatever way you want to look at it. All right, couple of things Commanders-wise. As they get set to get off to Green Bay, they'll be leaving, I think, within an hour. Is usually when they would leave for a road game, maybe a little bit later because of the compressed schedule. But flying off to the Appleton, Wisconsin area, and then, of course, playing on Thursday night football tomorrow night at 8:15 against the Green Bay Packers. So a couple of things. They've signed a new punter to the practice squad, and that is because, let's put it this way. The name of the punter is Mitch Wisnowski, and he's signed to the practice squad in case Tress Way can't go. Now, I last talked to Tress on Sunday after the game, and he said he was fine. Just got bumped up, and he would be good. But you never know. Things tighten up, what have you. Sometimes you can't get loose. Sometimes in warm-ups, you wind up aggravating something. You just never know. So I would assume that they're going to run him out there before the hour and a half mark tomorrow and test him and make sure he's okay. I would assume that. But for now, they've signed Mitch Wisnowski on their practice squad to be a backup emergency punter for Tress Way. And don't forget, Holder. Not a Lou Holder, but a Holder. And that's important and maybe just as important as the punting. Right? So that's why I give this a little bit of credence and why I'm talking about it, because normally we wouldn't really be talking about a practice squad punter. But because he's the holder as well, meaning Tress Way, and a damn good punter, like, I thought it was worth the mention just to address it in case you hadn't seen it and to kind of analyze it and analyze it quickly. Now, Dan Quinn is expecting Tress Way to be available, but he has been limited in practice. And again, you just never know exactly how one wakes up, travels, if they hurt themselves in some kind of, you know, stretching or whatever the case might be. So that's why that's important. Okay, so that's number one. What's less important, I think, at least the way I see it, now maybe they would disagree, but the Commanders' captains for tomorrow night's game were announced. Zach Ertz, Frankie Louvu, Nick Ballore on special teams. Ballore had that big, big hit on the punt from Tressway of 62, I think it was, inside the 10-yard line, and Ballore just knocked somebody's lights out. And Ballore's been a special teams weapon for this team since he signed a year ago. In addition, Zach Ertz, you know, obviously, touchdown on the slant to get the party started on Sunday. Now, Frankie Louvu's kind of an interesting choice, right? Because Louvu may have had one of his worst games overall. So maybe that's just a, hey, man, we know you can be better than that. We need you to be an animal. We need you to be a dog, man. Not a recognition of how great he played or whatever. So maybe that's what that's about. Again, I don't think it's a big deal. Captains are just kind of, in my opinion, ceremonial. Either you're a leader or you're not a leader. Either you're vocal or you're not vocal. I don't think you decide captains purely based on that, especially when you're rotating them game in, game out. But certainly Ertz and Ballore can be looked upon as being rewarded for their performance on Sunday. Not so much Louvu, but we know Louvu is one of those assassin types. One of those guys that just everybody kind of rallies around, if you will. And you shouldn't, even if he had one shaky game, By no means should you be like, oh, Frankie Louvu, what good is he? Like everybody, he's got some flaws in his game. He misses tackles. He's not great in coverage. And we saw that on Sunday, okay? But they need Frankie Louvu off the edge to create like a double A gap kind of crossing type look with Bobby Wagner. After the defensive line penalty, they need Frankie Louvu. They're going to win this game. They need better Frankie Louvu because it's not likely that Javon Kinlaw, Daron Payne, Dorrance Armstrong, those three specifically, are going to dominate and kick ass like they did on Sunday. Again, that was a watered-down Giant offensive line. This is a much better offense, a much better offensive line, a much better everything for the Green Bay Packers, right? You're going to need as much help as you can get. And you can't just count on, again, those three guys that kicked ass and dominated on Sunday against the weak-ass Giants. You can't count on that. Now, the Packer offensive line, Rashid Walker at left tackle, a former seventh-round pick, fine. Aaron Banks is a guy that I thought the Commanders would have some interest in, and I think they did, but clearly Green Bay was, I think, fortunate enough to get him. He starts at left guard. He came over from San Francisco, and that was part of the reason why I thought they would have some interest in him. Elkton Jenkins, who's always hurt, but is really good when he's healthy as their starting center. Sean Ryan at right guard. And Zach Tom at right tackle. And those guys have been solid. This is not a great offensive line for the Green Bay Packers. This is a solid offensive line. It's not a great one. It's not Bakhtiari in his prime. It's not John Runyon in his prime. Not any of that. But it's a solid offensive line. And because of that, again, the Commanders have to know that they are not going to probably have the same success level that they did last Sunday. Now, if you can get that, that's great. That's awesome. But you have to know you're probably not going to get that. And you have to know that you're probably not going to get Dorrance Armstrong, Javon Kinlaw, and Daron Payne to all three kick ass simultaneously. Right? So you might need, you're probably going to need Frankie Luvu to be Frankie Luvu. Von Miller to be able to big time contribute. I think he had two hurries, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday. I have to double check the numbers on Von Miller, who, you know, of course was spotted, as he will be throughout the year. Guys aren't going to play 60 snaps a game. We know that. But that, when I saw Frankie Luvu's name on the captain's list, that's the first thing that went to my mind was, yes, he's one of the leaders. Yes, he's one of those guys that fires everybody up, as everybody has seen in the locker room after games. Frankie, by nature, is kind of quiet. Like, he's not a big-time personality around the media. But obviously, in the locker room, he's well-respected. So maybe that's simply just this. But they also need a better Frankie Luvu tomorrow night. Period. They absolutely do. And that leads us to the question du jour of the day, which is what thing, what position group, what player, what thing, element of the game do you have the most confidence in going into Thursday night football tomorrow night at venerable Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin? We're going to have Doug Russell on. Same last name, no relation. I wonder why. From the Packers Radio Network. We had him on 2 weeks ago, right after Micah Parsons was traded. Doug's great. I've known him for 25 years. He's got his pulse on everything. But you guys are the Commanders fans. I analyze this team. I root for this team. I think I know this team. I don't know everything. I think I know this team. I think I have a pretty good pulse. What gives you the most confidence? Is it simply Jaden Daniels, which is the easy kind of cop-out answer? Or is there something else that when we get to 11:30-ish tomorrow night, if the Commanders have one more point than the Green Bay Packers, and they're 2-0, what do you think was the reason for that? Again, is it simply just Jaden Daniels? And that's fine. That's more than acceptable. I'd like you to dig a little bit deeper than that. Give me Jaden to Terry. Give me Jaden hooking up left and right with Debo again. Give me Jaden being on time in rhythm over the middle, which he wasn't always on Sunday. Give me a little bit of detail to that if you're going to go with Jaden. If you're going to go with an individual player or maybe the wide receivers as a whole, again, color it up as much as you possibly can. What gives you the most confidence? What unit, what position group, what player, couple of players, and why gives you the most confidence that the Commanders can be 2-0 by 11:30-ish tomorrow night? And if they're 2-0, guys, if they're 2-0, it wouldn't be like the greatest thing since sliced bread. They were 2-0 in 2011. They were 2-0 a couple of years ago, weren't they? Trying to remember under Ron if there was a year that they were 2-0. Probably not. Maybe Jay? I can't remember. I know they were 0-2 one year, losing to the Steelers and the Cowboys in a span of like 5.5 days. Good God, was that brutal. Both at home. But the point being is, if they're going to be 2-0, having beaten a division team, having beaten a conference rival, and a team that, on this show, I picked the Packers to beat the Commanders in the NFC Championship game and therefore represent the Super Bowl and to beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. So I think pretty highly of the damn Green Bay Packers. If the Commanders find a way to waltz in on a short week at Lambeau Field to beat the Packers, why? Why? What do you feel most confident in? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, or you can fire me off a tweet, an X post, if you will, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621. I just went back and I watched some of Bill's running runs that the Commanders cut up. I want to take you through them. Because now you know. And I'm disappointed in myself for thinking that they wouldn't trust him over Chris Rodriguez last Sunday with a lack of experience. But when you watch these runs, when you see the footwork, when you see the eyes, when you see the path, oh, baby. All right, 301-230-0980. Maybe it's Bill that gives you the most confidence tomorrow night. On the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, the Commanders are 3.5-point dogs going to Green Bay tomorrow night. You know that means absolutely nothing, right? You should know that. That means absolutely nothing. We mention it because it's a thing on Sports Talk Radio that we have to supposedly act like the people in Vegas and all that know something more than we know. They know nothing. Trust me, they know nothing. And basically, there's a standard, in most cases, that the home team gets a 3-point bulge, right? Which essentially would mean that these two teams are considered on the same line. And one's at home and one's on, and both are on a short week, and it's basically an even number. Not exactly, but basically. Again, the 3.5 points means nothing. The line spread means absolutely nothing. It's almost always wrong, right? Almost always might be a stretch. It's wrong a lot of the time, right? They have no idea how these games are going to turn out. And you know what? Neither do I. Like, I think the Commanders can win this game. How do I think they can win this game? Well, I mean, there's a million ways. If Jaden Daniels doesn't turn the ball over, which he normally is very, very good at, not always, but normally. Now, in a couple of prime time, big time games, i.e. the conference championship, Thursday night football in Philadelphia last year, you know, not great. He struggled in the first half against Atlanta on the Sunday night that they clinched. So it's not always like, hey, Jaden just waltzes into the building and zippity-doo-dah-a kicks everybody's ass. So to me, I'm going to hope out of Jaden Daniels that Jaden Daniels can give me a typical Jaden Daniels type performance. 225 through the air, say 50 on the ground. Maybe only gets sacked once. No turnovers against a Packer defense that's more than just Micah Parsons. But I'm not stupid enough to sit here and think, hey, Jaden Daniels is going to light up the Packers defense for 400 yards. I'd be stunned by that. And I think if you're expecting the Commanders to get 430 plus yards as they racked up last Sunday against the Giants, I think you're fooling yourself. But if they can get, I don't know, 375 combined, if Jaden can go for 270, 275 total combined, maybe, again, more than 370, maybe it's between 375 and 400 so that you get a little more out of the running game. That is what you should hope for. That is what you should expect. And you hope that less drops or contested catches, which we had too many of last Sunday. You certainly hope less penalties because you don't want to be behind the sticks. You don't want that crowd to be roaring. You want to take them out of it. You don't want to take yourself out of the running game. All of that is kind of like the important stuff. The offensive line, obviously, has to be huge, not only for Micah, but for everything else that the Green Bay Packers are going to throw at you. The Packers, you know, again, you're not going to know a lot of their defense, but they've been adding first-round picks after first-round picks for the last 3 years. Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, Rashawn Gary, a little bit more than 3 years ago. The guy that I'm scared to death about, last year's second-round pick, Edgerrin Cooper, right in the middle of their defense. And then, A-Max guy, Xavier McKinney. Now, I think you can pick on their corners a little bit. I think if you get Terry or Debo in a one-on-one deep down the field, like they got Terry the one time, like they were able to get Debo in different ways, I think you can have some success there. But the offensive line is going to have to hold up against Micah, against Rashawn Gary, against some of those guys that I just mentioned, Edgerrin Cooper on blitzes and all that coming downhill. It's not a loaded defense, but it is a defense that is playing with a lot of tempo, speed. They get after you. They're relentless. They're pretty good tacklers. They're good in the front seven. They have a turnover machine in McKinney on the back end. Again, I think if there's an area that you can pick on the Green Bay Packers defense, it's on the corners, on the islands. If the offensive line picks up stuff on a regular basis, and that's a big if, not a when, that's an if, then Jaden should have some time to operate and some ability to operate. So that's something. The defense, obviously, we'll get more into that as we go along. To me, I think the area that I'm looking at for the most confidence right now is the running back room. Last week, Austin Ekeler started. We know what kind of weapon he is when he's healthy. He's healthy. Both as a runner and more obviously as a receiver, on hots, on screens. Remember what and how they operated in that Thursday night game in Philadelphia? He was involved heavily. Get the ball out of Jaden's hands. Find him in the flat. Find him on a little arrow route over the middle. Get him in space. Get him to use his speed. Don't bang him through the middle. But this year, you don't have Brian Robinson. You have Jacory Kroski-Merritt, or Bill. And I know this pisses off one guy that yelled at me for having the audacity to mention Brian Robinson. Like he was traded 6 years ago. I mean, and as I said, he was traded like yesterday. He was traded 2 weeks ago. Stop talking about him. No, I won't. Sorry. It's part of the storyline. But this year you have Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. And you don't have Kenny Clark because Kenny Clark is now in Dallas. Green Bay's arguably best run defender. To me, I think the Commanders are going to win this game. It's going to be by ball control. It's going to be by wearing out that Green Bay front. It's going to be by chip, 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 protecting the offensive line, running 12 and 13 personnel. Maybe some more physical duo-type running styles, right? Not just on the perimeter. A little mix of both. Maybe you see Jaden under center more. Who knows? But I think between Eckler, Bill, and as well Jeremy McNichols, and look, there's a chance that Chris Rodriguez is active tomorrow night, and they go with four running backs on a short week so that they have the ability to mix it up, and maybe Chris Moore isn't active, or one of the D-backs is inactive. Who knows? I mean, number of ways they can go. So to me, I think the running backs, the running game, but more specifically the running backs on screens, on little hots, on wheel routes, I think that is the area that gives me the most confidence going into tomorrow night. All right, your calls coming straight up. I see all. Aaron and Akiki, AP and Laurel, John and Bethesda, straight ahead in mere moments right here on the Team 980. Just needed a little time to set it up. Let's do this. Trending alert time right here on the Team 980. All right, indeed, the Commanders wrapping up the practice schedule on their way to Green Bay for Thursday night football. We'll continue to talk about it with you at 301-230-0980. Meanwhile, Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez still banged up after missing the season opener for the New England Patriots. Don't know if he's going to be able to play as the Patriots look for a must-have and must avoid 0-2 start if they want to take the next step. Meanwhile, Travis Kelce is taking the blame for Xavier Worthy's injury. Of course, they collided over midfield in Brazil on Friday night, and Kelce said on his New Heights podcast that it was his fault and that there's, quote-unquote, no excuse for what happened. Worthy was knocked out early into this game. Kelce said, I'm 13 years in the league. There's no excuse for me running into my own guys like that. Worthy is hopeful to play this Sunday against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in a Super Bowl rematch. The Jets have cut running back and kick returner Xavier Gibson after his kickoff fumble in a critical spot against the Steelers on Sunday that helped cost Aaron Glenn his first game. Meanwhile, from baseball, the Nationals look for 5 in a row tonight. That's right, 5 in a row. They have finally crossed the 60-win mark, 60-84, 640 the first pitch, 106.7 and 9, and the Odyssey app. And one last one, Anthony Rizzo retiring as a member of the Chicago Cubs after 14 major league seasons. They will have an on-field ceremony at Wrigley this Saturday against the Tampa Bay Rays. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, the Commanders are on Thursday Night Football tomorrow night. That's right. Quick week. Turn around. Back at it. We'll have Merrill Hodge on Friday to rewind and recap that game. We'll have Doug Russell from the Packers Radio Network later on this afternoon. Had London Fletcher on for a great spot yesterday. In case you missed it, it's available for you in the podcast on Apple Pods, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey. Everything's cut up. AMAX got you covered. So make sure you download it. Hell, you don't even have to download it. Just listen. It all counts. But London Fletcher was great. We had Trey Amos on Monday. So we've been trying to upgrade the guest game, if you will. And tomorrow we'll have AWOD on from Lambeau Field. He's doing a show. AWOD and Michael Phillips from our sister station in Richmond, they're going to Green Bay. I wish somebody would have put that together for me. Hint, 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 hint. I would have loved to have done the show from Lambeau Field tomorrow afternoon. How about we try for the Chiefs game in Arrowhead? I've never been there. Been to Lambeau once. All right. I can't count on that. But you know what? While you can't count on much these days, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $2.50 a month if you do the math. Trust me. Do the math. You'll find out it's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Even if you went to Buffalo State like I did, you do the math, it's like $2.50 a pop. $2.50 a month. Costs you less than, I paid like $3.30 for my cup of coffee today. I hate doing it, but I can't make good coffee at home. No matter what I try, it always sucks. So I've got to go to the store or Dunkin', sometimes Wawa. But that's what I got to do to get a decent cup of coffee. All right, out to the phones we go. 301-230-0980. Let's get you aboard. What are you most confident in? What gives you the most confidence? If the Commanders are going to beat the Green Bay Packers tomorrow night, you think it is why. I just gave you the run game, but not just the run game, the running back group, because I think they will be huge as receivers out of the backfield, specifically Eckler, but maybe a little McNichols, maybe Bill, who knows. As hots, as screen drop-offs, as designed wheel route type concepts. And, of course, the running game, theoretically, should wear out Micah Parsons a little bit, should wear out a Green Bay Packer defense a little bit on a short week that they played until 7:30 Sunday night. Yes, they didn't have to travel. They don't have Kenny Clark, their best run defender, because they traded him to get Micah Parsons. Right? So maybe, just maybe, that's how the Commanders get a tight win here. And so that group gives me the most confidence going in. What gives you the most confidence? Let's get to Aaron and Akaki on line two in the leadoff spot. What's up, Aaron? How are you?
Thanks for taking my call, Rooster.
Of course.
Yeah, my biggest confidence in winning this game would be in the line of scrimmage, the big guys up front, both sides of the ball. If we can block up, you know, Parsons and company, if we can keep Daniels up healthy, upright and healthy. If we can, if the D line can get consistent pressure like they did with the four line or the four D line pressure with Wise and Kinlaw and Payne and company. You know, I think that would be, I think it's, you know, Thursday night, it's going to be sloppy week two away game. So if we could control the line of scrimmage, I think that that'll be the best way to win this game.
I mean, obviously it starts there, right? And that's how they won on Sunday. And clearly we know this is a better opponent, but you're absolutely right. I mean, if you, you know, just if, and I opened up the show by saying Kinlaw, Dorrance Armstrong, and Deron Payne, you can't expect all three of those guys to be as dominant as they were on Sunday. So maybe that's where Frankie Louvu comes in. You know, maybe somebody else steps up and maybe they take get a takeaway somewhere in that range because they had turnover on downs. They did not have an actual takeaway and it neutralizes. But if you can hunt and peck the way they did, now again, Jordan Love is way different than Russell Wilson. The Green Bay offensive line is better. The Green Bay running game is better. The Green Bay wide receiver group is better. You know, so you're going to have to not count on that and see what you can force. But to your point, if those guys on the defensive line are anything close to what they were on Sunday, you're going to have an excellent chance. Now, let me ask you this. You feel pretty confident in the offensive line, it sounded like. I mean, I'm scared to death, even though he's a first-round pick. Even though he's played reasonably well throughout camp preseason, struggled a little bit up and down on Sunday against some good pass rushers, I'm worried significantly about Josh Connerly tomorrow night. And that's not an insult to him. That's just anybody that's a young guy in that spot. That is a tough, tough matchup.
Yeah, it's a great measuring stick for the rookie, for sure, and for the whole offensive line, I think. But, you know, I think if you can get Bill, you can't rely on just Bill and Eckler. I think, you know, those dudes, Eckler is injury prone and Bill is, you know, seventh round rookie. So I think to get those dudes going, you have to set up holes. And I think, you know, also with the tight end 87, I love him, you know, they scheme it up well. And, you know, I just think JD also helps out with that, you know, getting rid of the ball quick. So yeah.
I gotcha. I appreciate the phone call, Aaron. Thank you. Good to hear from you, as always, in the leadoff spot. 45 minutes after the hour, we'll keep the phone lines going here, 301-230-0980. Let's go to our guy, AP, with us here on the Team 980. AP, to the rescue.
Greenlee. That's Russell.
It's been a while.
Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge you, my tribal chief.
Hey, Mr. Roos, it's been a while since I've called.
It has been. How you been, pal?
Things.
Yeah, you know, I've been dealing with some things off the offline, and you know, as they say, life be life in. And I recently just got back from the hospital couple days ago. So
are you okay?
Yeah, you know, they blood pressure was a little high, and I'm only 38 years old, believe it or not. So yeah, I shouldn't be having these issues at such a young age. So you know, gotta take better care of myself. So you know, that's a shout out to you as well, Rooster.
Yep.
We got to do better.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt. I'm on too much medication. I will not. I will not run away from that. I was at the gym last night. You know, I'm trying to get my steps in, man. It's hard in this sedentary job, and with all the traffic. Yes, but sir, you're right. I mean, and you know, you've served our country and put your life and your body on the line. And I know you have a beautiful young son, so you have a lot to live for, and a lot to accomplish and a lot to do. And you know, so take care of yourself, and I hope you're feeling okay. And you know, reach out to me, like, you know, off air, and we can talk a little bit more. So,
oh, definitely, I appreciate that. But oh yes, congratulations on the new car as well. Like I said, I haven't called much, but I'm always listening.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, I got a new car for a bad reason.
I know why. Yeah.
Terrible. So like, it's terrible. It's wonderful to have a new car, it's not what I wanted to do. As a matter of fact, right before the show, right, I was paying speeding tickets that these bastards racked up in my car, digital speeding tickets, because I haven't had a chance to make it down to district court in PG County for a second time because I've had so much going on. So I got to fight these stupid speeding tickets, but I got to pay them before they double or before they, you know, multiply or whatever. I got to pay them and then fight them, as opposed to just fighting them because they racked up five of them. Right. But anyway, it is what it is. So,
And I mean, I would have thought circumstances wise, seeing as your car was in fact stolen, that, you know, these agencies would talk to each other across jurisdictions ensure that those get thrown out.
No.
But I'm going off kilter here. You know, I did do that a while back as far as law enforcement, but, as far as the game tomorrow, we got to play complimentary football at the end of the day. Jaden Daniels, you know, the O-line, they have to complement each other, you know. Micah Parsons and that D-line is going to be a tall task. So, and I'm sure Cliff Kingsbury, you know, he seemingly, you know, is a compliment to Jaden Daniels as far as what Jaden needs to do in order to mitigate the pass rush. And, you know, with that, like I said, like the last caller said, you know, get the ball out quick. And, you know, Austin Ekeler, who, as well as he can run between the tackles, as, you know, we don't want him to do that with his injury history, you know, we can get him out on the edges, get him out in the flats, you know, incorporate him into the pass offense, as well as we can incorporate Deebo in the rush offense. So at the end of the day, we just got to play complementary football. And as far as the D-line goes, you know, and the defense in general, like, you know, those breaks we caught, we won't have them in Lambeau. You know, we'll have to really play mistake-free football, and that goes for both offense and defense. Like, you know, as accurate as Jaden Daniels is, he's going to have to be a little bit more accurate. Like, you can't
– yeah.
You know, it was surprising to see him throw balls behind his receivers. So
And the drops, right? So the combination of those two, one of those things has to at least – you know, get better.
Exactly.
I think it would be Jaden's timing and rhythm with the receivers more than maybe the drops, especially if they're contested. But I'm hoping with a game now under their belt, I'm hoping that the other thing goes away. One thing I know, you can't win this game, I don't think, in Green Bay on a Thursday night on a short week with 12 penalties, 6 or 7 drops, and Jaden being... I want to be fair here. Not Superman like, I guess is what I would say. You know, I know that you can't win this game if that happens.
And I would just say tomorrow, it has to be the Justice League. It has to be everybody. It has to be, you know, Superman, Batman, Green Lantern. It's going to have to be a supporting cast. You know, Scary Terry's got to be scary tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know you got more problems. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. I'm glad you're doing better, AP. We'll reach out. We'll talk. And hope everything is okay. Always good to hear from our guy, AP, who is dealing with some stuff, as we all are, right? And we all have to overcome it. And we all have to do our best to put on a bright, smiley face, right? Nobody wants to hear about my 5 digital speeding ticket. Yeah, dumb.
Retweet.
My guy Ernie's got a good tweet that I'm going to give in just a couple of moments when we come on back. Plus, we'll squeeze in Jermaine and Bowie here before the top of the hour. On the other side, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What gives you the most confidence in the Commanders' ability to win tomorrow night in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app? All right, let me give you something from NFL Pro. The Commanders, you know they like to play man coverage, right, don't you? Fifth highest rate in the NFL last year. Last week, so they were 39%, according to Next Gen Stats, last year man coverage. Last week, they were 42.2% on dropbacks from Russell Wilson. Now, this is without really moving Marshon Lattimore at all, but they're still playing man coverage, right? The Commanders, again, according to NFL Pro, it says, like to pair their man coverage with extra pass rushers, which is generally why you would play man coverage. Using man blitzes at the third highest rate in the NFL last season, 22%, and 20% on dropbacks in week one. So, again, that's blitzing while playing man coverage, which, again, is a common thing. However, Jordan Love faced man coverage 47.8% of his dropbacks last week, completing 5 of 10 attempts for 79 yards and 2 touchdowns. However, last year, again, this is all according to NFL Pro, last year, Love averaged just 5.8 yards per attempt against man coverage, 6th fewest in the NFL, including 5.6 yards per attempt on man blitzes, 4th lowest. So, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow night? Of course, the Commanders are going to play man coverage 45%-ish of the time. I'll be curious to see if you got to move Marshon Lattimore from that right side. I don't think you have to against this team, unless somebody is just blowing you out of the water early. Golden, I guess. I mean, you know, they're more of a group receiving team, but we'll see. My guy Ernie on Twitter says he's most confident in Jaden and the weapons against the Packers defense. He said the Commanders made too many mistakes Sunday against the Giants. Still could have put up 40 on them. That's scary. I don't think Green Bay understands what they'll be dealing with tomorrow night. If Green Bay gets out of their rush lanes, it'll be a long night. That's an interesting point, right? Because I'm basically saying Micah Parsons probably needs to attack inside shoulder of right tackle Josh Connerly, outside shoulder of right guard Nick Allegretti to have the most success. I mean, now that's not necessarily getting out of your rush lanes, but if the Commanders can crease them, then on the outside with Bates presumably lined up on the outside of Connerly, either a screen or a run, you know, then certainly you can say, well, they didn't contain and they got out of their lanes. All right, let's squeeze in Jermaine and Bowie. Actually, you know what, Jermaine? I'm sorry. Let's hold on. I went a little bit too long here. I want to be fair. I don't want to cut you off after 30 seconds. Got to take a quick timeout, and then I promise we'll go right back to Jermaine on the other side and get him aboard and get him in the show. You can hop in through as well, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll be dropping you little factoids throughout the show, 301-230-0980. And what would a win say about tomorrow night? Would it say anything? Or have they already said what they need to say? Does that make sense? What would a win say tomorrow night? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.